the thing that we care most about is making sure they're safe. And if it's not safe, then we cancel.
Hamburg Central School Superintendent Michael Cornell. He tells WBFO News, when it comes to difficult wind chills, school districts must consider how dangerous it could be for students traveling to and from school. Dangerously cold wind chills are being predicted of 25 below zero for tomorrow morning into Thursday afternoon. The National Weather Service says that means if you are outside with exposed skin, frostbite can occur in 15 minutes or less.
And I think 10 minutes is typically the average walk time to school or wait time at a bus stop. You know, that's the point at which we start to wonder if it's really safe. 20 below is the number that I hear most often discussed, and, you know, we'll wait and see.
Cornell points out in the Hamburg district they have community schools like Charlotte Avenue Elementary. There are about 250 students, but only three school buses deliver students. Many of them walk to school.
You know, and those are little boys and girls in their snowsuits walking to school. So, you know, if it's 25 below, that's going to be pretty tough stuff for them.
Closing a school is always a tough call for superintendents, and it can cause a predicament for families to find childcare. But Cornell says they will always err on the side of caution.
I'd much rather call school off and, you know, the band shift or the storm fizzle out and have it be not quite so bad than, you know, decide to have school and have it be twice as bad as you thought and, you know, put kids in harm's way.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.